Welcome to the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, intended to equip and encourage business owners and aspiring entrepreneurs. Taught by active business owner, best-selling author, and teacher, Sean Castrina.
All right, Sean Castrina, the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, talking about key business relationships you need. Then I'm going to do a follow-up episode on how to make them successful. But there are critical relationships within business that if you want to succeed exponentially, you want to scale your business, you want to go to the next level, you'd be wise to take notes on the ones I'm going to share with you and then be able to maximize those. I've just learned that there's a level you cannot go to by yourself. There just isn't. I'm trying to figure out the right wording, and there's fancy quotes. And, you know, I've said, if you have a dream, you better find a team. And I believe that's the case in business. And a lot of us, we start our business and then it gets stuck. And we wonder why it gets stuck. And typically it's because you don't have critical business relationships, people outside of just you and or even your inner team. And that's why it's not going to go to the next level. You're limited. All right, let's put together this team that I'm talking about, these critical relationships. I'm going to share 9 of them with you. Number one is suppliers. I mean, if you have a product, okay, you might have somebody who's creating that for you. You might be a reseller, okay? So you have, you know, suppliers, and for that matter, you have, you know, manufacturers. So I'm going to kind of add that in there because this is for anybody who has a product. So actually typing that as we speak. So you got suppliers and you got manufacturers, people that are going to help you get your product, something that you can sell either as a resell and or a manufacturer. All right, next, there's contractors. And this is an example, if you're in real estate, you have contractors that would help you, you know, build a building. Okay, you got your, you know, your steel erectors, your construction, you have obviously your concrete. I can go all the way. There's countless contractors you would use if you were a developer. Okay, but for that matter, even in the consulting realm, you have contractors that you may use. These are professionals that do typically a very precise thing for you, a specific task, and that if you're in the service businesses, you typically have contractors working for you. If you're in the building profession, you have contractors working for you. Next, another one that you really need to have, and this I've shared, is kind of your cabinet. You know, the president has a group of people that each have a specialty, or at least they're appointed to an office, and they're supposed to be a specialist in that. Rarely is it. Typically, these are political appointments, but it should be. Okay, and I'm going to give you just a few that you'd be wise to have. Number one is legal. Somebody who gives you good legal advice. Okay, whether that's setting up your initial corporation, okay, legally guiding you, maybe it's patents and trademarks, intellectual properties, things of that nature, okay, partnership agreements, employee agreements, NDAs, non-disclosures. I can keep going down the line, but you'd be wise to have these professional services. Next would be accounting, okay, your wife handling the books or something like that, may last for a year, but it's not going to be indefinite. Not for a company that has any potential to grow to the next level. You may need tech support, programmers. I can keep going down like this is professional services. You're trying to build out a team. Okay, I love when I go to my company and I get to see the team. Okay, I have my accountant on the first floor. Then when I walk through the breezeway, I have the marketing department, which is also a separate company. I love that. And I love when I go upstairs and I have my business partnerships in all the various companies, various divisions that we have. I love that. And next you have employees. I mean, these are people that obviously perform the tasks of your day-to-day operations, from opening the doors to, you know, packaging things, however. But most real companies, I say real, there's some online that can, you know, get away with it. That's fine. But a lot of them, you have employees. I mean, your big companies, your Microsoft, your Amazons, your Apple, they have employees. Okay, so they're critical, and it's relationships that you're going to have. Your ability to effortlessly staff your company is critical to your success. I've said that, and I've really been wrestling with this over the last few months, is, and it almost considered getting rid of a division within our company because staffing it was like trying to find one-eyed leprechauns. It is getting to the point where you could get a brain surgeon. I'm not exaggerating because colleges, you know, obviously have med school, and you could get a brain surgeon easier than certain high-skilled trades that we offer. All right, we're building out our team, key relationships, partnerships. That's been my superpower over 20 years, is my ability to find people that are experts in various areas of business that I want to go into. I'm typically the Pied Piper, the P.T. Barnum, but then I need somebody who knows how to train them elephants. Okay, I think elephants would be a great idea for the circus, and I think a circus would be a great idea, but I don't know where to get elephants, I don't know how to train elephants, and I don't know how you keep them from, running inside the lion's cage and all the rest. You kind of see where I'm going with that. Well, partnerships is how I get expertise. Partnerships is how I understand industries. I typically am pretty good at seeing need, demand, market, that type of thing. But from that point on, I'm helpless. So my strategy is I have a business idea and then I find someone to partner in. Then I go forward with the business. Ideas are great, but ideas without the ability to implement, to me, obviously it's just we're looking for failure there. All right, we're working our way down, creating this business relationships that we need, scale our company, take it to a next level. Banking. Well, you got to have banking relationships. I work with 4 banks with my companies and personal. One is I don't want my personal banking to know everything. So I kind of have my personal banking. Then I have my personal savings, which is separate from my banking. And then I bank specifically with 3 banks with my companies. I don't want the left hand knowing the right hand. I want all the time. I want them always fighting for my business. Merchant services, I look at as a completely separate part of my banking because that I want to get a favorable rate. And, when we run credit card charges, how much does it cost us? Okay, your regular bank might, be very, very high, and you might find someone else you can do lower. But your banking relationships, credit cards, your bank may offer you nothing to have credit cards or make you think that they're doing you a favor. Well, Capital One gives us 2% back. Well, we spend, over $1 million on material a year. So that's just like $20-some thousand back, just a gift. Here, have it. Okay, so your banking relationships. Can you effortlessly get a line of credit if you need it from them? You just want a banking relationship where you really feel like they're helping your business. Okay, and I've done that before where I did not feel like the bank I had when I first started, they could care less. They were not small business friendly. Then I had another bank, but then in 2008, they called in all my loans. Okay, they had no risk tolerance. When things were great, they were our bank. Things were, risky, they threw us overboard. Next would be your mentor. Listen, there is no downside, none, of having a business mentor. It doesn't mean you need to pay for one. Somebody that you're listening to, that could be my podcast on my Saturday edition where I share with you as a CEO and I kind of speak to CEOs and founders and aspiring CEOs on everything that I learned the hard way. I share with you more failures than victories because what have I told you? Failure is best heard through a secondhand story and a heck of a lot cheaper and less painful. But get yourself a mentor. Find someone that you could take to coffee once a month and just bounce ideas off of and before you implement something, get their feedback. It will absolutely help you. Next is joint ventures. Can you do a joint venture with another company? Can you partner with somebody? 2 companies working together on things is becoming more and more common. Okay, we've seen this with personalities, rap stars and sneaker companies. When you look at Kanye West, his net worth, nearly hitting $5 billion. That was his joint venture with Adidas. Okay, so this is becoming far more common of joint ventures. And then next is investors. These are people that, will help you fund your company to the next level and they're going to get investors are going to get a piece of the company. But I always say sometimes zero times zero is zero. In other words, what you're currently doing, if you get no more money, zero, you're not going anywhere. So sometimes you have to have an investor to go to that next level. You need to consider that. All right, these are the key business relationships you need. Suppliers and manufacturers. And we talked about contractors. Then we talked about professional services, legal, accounting, tech, programmers, etc. We talked about your employee relationships, partnerships, banking, mentors, joint ventures, and investors. This is Sean Castorina with the 10-Minute Entrepreneur Podcast, where we equip, encourage, and educate entrepreneurs in the least amount of time possible, brought to you by GetStartedMarketing.com. Simply put, they will bring more eyeballs, more traffic to your site. You will make more sales because if you attract more potential target customers, you'll have a much better chance of converting them. Reach out to GetStartedMarketing.com.